thank God this morning.
Anopeyi yada onyango panas.
He's a good God.
Oyunyamia oye.
Amen.
Amen.
And to Him be all glory, honor, and praise.
Na onona enyonyam ni eni di ni ayi na ayane dia.
Give them a clap of hands. They make the place exciting.
Oh mama, eni chie aba aha.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Speak to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'll try very much to be short, to make it short this morning.
My bomb. So
Daniel was among the captives of the Jews.
Na Daniel eka Yuda nkwa tough one.
But because of God's grace upon his life,
na suna onyame adum a na ewo no suo ni nti,
and because he loved God,
na odo onyankopon nti,
God lifted him up.
And
he became very close to the king.
Now, Obabe Ben Ohenano.
King Darius.
Ohene Cyrus.
Darius.
Ohene Darius.
Amen.
Amen.
So the king decided to divide his kingdom into 120 provinces.
And the Ohenano Bomodin said, Obechet Nahimainumu.
Like we have Ghana in how many?
16 regions.
And they had regional ministers. Then they had two high officials who were set over the regional ministers. Like senior ministers.
They said senior ministers.
And Daniel was one of them.
Daniel,
but because Daniel was a stranger.
Daniel,
and he had come through captivity. And the rest of them were natural citizens from the place.
Na ministers in Kaya no so no we ekromu ho for ankasa.
They were jealous of Daniel.
Anunti na otwe Daniel hu nunkunu,
because Daniel had favor with the king.
Every say na ohene no epe Daniel asem.
And so they sought for ways to put Daniel in trouble,
Daniel
that he will have disfavor with the king. So they did all they could do, but they could not find anything to hang on Daniel. So they watched Daniel carefully. And so one day they decided that the only way we can get this man is by the way he serves his God. I want you to understand that this morning, the way you serve God does not please some people.
And so ebinum any.
The way you praise God does not please some people. The way you carry your Bible and you are going to church and they look at you going to church, it doesn't please some people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The way you are raising your children up in the word of God, it doesn't please some people. Some people are not happy at all. And because you are praising God and worshiping God and you are moving with God, and they see that there's some kind of favor and there's some kind of glory upon you, it does not please them at all.
So
they said the only way we can get this man is by how he serves his God.
And your car said, "El kwanya ebe faso anya sa Daniel yi aye el kwanya o faso som ni Yakobon."
And so they went to the king.
And your mo kwa hin no ho,
and they told the king.
No mo ka sha hin said,
"That all your ministers have come together."
Osinana wa som fo nyina, wo mpani fo nyina ya bom ni aba.
And they've agreed that for a period of time, nobody should pray to any other god except they should pray to you.
Na yenna ya kabom ni aya dwin ba ko se. Na na yenhye ebre bi na efri sa abre no obiara emmo onyame foforo biara empire e ka wo nana nko a wo.
Amen.
Amen.
And they said that, listen, if anybody breaks this law,
na se obibu sa emre isu a,
that person must be thrown into the lion's den.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see, it was planned against Daniel. Because they were jealous of Daniel.
If he said, no, I'm not Daniel.
They did not like the favor he had with the king.
They
said, we are sitting in bond citizens of the land. How come this foreigner has come to gain so much favor with the king?
Now, Omo can say, ah, yemi a yofri o meyi mwa nka saprano. Yenye anane yemi mwa adomse onanene ya wofri ni meyi mwa bedurehe.
This man that was brought from captivity, how come he has risen through the ranks and become a senior minister?
Obia ya papa chi omo wa mkwasumu, na waya kuwa ya denu waba. Adentini watini ya baba furo eturu pempenswa. Wani ya yi asomfuwa ya bay president. Wani ya yinaya pe.
And if they want the first senior minister to be him,
so
they were so jealous that they began to scheme against him. They began to find ways to destroy him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can see the envy in them. You can see how they wanted to do away with them.
Now,
that a suggestion that anybody who breaks this law must be thrown into the den of lions. A very wicked decision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, I want you to understand this morning that the enemy is a wicked enemy. The Bible says, for we don't fight against flesh and blood. But one of the things the Bible says we fight against is spiritual wickedness in heavenly places.
Bible says, Yakutia,
they are wicked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are wicked spirits. And they operate through people. And they make the people so also wicked and callous. And so when they see you, they envy you. They are jealous of you. And they want the ultimate wickedness for your life. That you would die and leave the surface of the earth. So the suggestion they give the king,
that
the man or the person or the people that would go against this law, they must be thrown into the light. Because they knew very well that Daniel was committed to his God. Committed to the service of his God. And then they knew that Daniel would not bow. They knew that Daniel would not compromise. So the Bible says that when Daniel heard it,
the Bible says,
because the thing is behind Daniel, Daniel had no idea. So when Daniel had it, he went to his house, opened his windows, and as he has been doing every time, and he prayed three times a day, as he has been doing every time, they knew that Daniel would not
pass. Daniel,
and the worship of his God, it was no compromise. This morning I want to ask you a question. When it comes to the worship of your God, do you compromise on it? When it comes to prayer, do you compromise on it? When it comes to the study of the word, do you compromise on it? When it comes to righteousness and holiness, but Daniel was a man who knew his God he served. And he knew that the God he served would deliver him from all the schemes of the enemy. Would deliver him from the plans of the enemy. No matter the plans that they have against him, no matter what they have established against him, he has faith in his God. Do you have faith in your God? That when the West comes to the West, your God will pull you out. Your God will deliver you. Do you have faith in your God? Do you have confidence in your God? It takes a man and a woman that have confidence in their God to defy the orders of the king. When it is contrary to his wishes, when it is contrary to serving his God, and the Bible says, and they heard Daniel pray.
Bible said,
they said, ah, we have got the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So verse 12, I'm reading from Daniel chapter 6, from verse 12. So they went straight to the king and reminded him about his law. Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions? Yes, the king replied, that decision stands. It is an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked.
Ana otwe epini beka ohene emom no eho asem ohene anim se wan hye emom se onipa biara obebisa onyame ana onipa biara ho adie bi adaduasan yi je ho ohene ho no wode no beto ajata amenamu ohene buya se a 7:18 said the media and the Persia Emra one nanny and nino tieno.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says it's the official law of the Medes and Persians.
Well, see, media and Persia or here asam
that cannot be revoked.
Ah, one to me and nanny and
so the law that was establishing what the people brought to the king,
and the Emrana, what would you to me? I want to bow here anymore.
And the punishment thereof cannot be revoked.
Once
the king has signed it, it has come into law. It cannot be revoked. It cannot be changed. It cannot be done away with. You see, I want you to understand that they are kingdoms. That when they establish something, they also believe that it cannot be revoked. When they scheme against you in the demonic realm, they believe that it cannot be revoked. When the sorcerer The work against you, believe it cannot be revoked. When the defilers work against you, they believe it cannot be revoked. When the witches and wizards work against you, they believe it cannot be revoked. When the occultists work against you, they believe that it cannot be revoked. Because in their laws it cannot be revoked. It must happen. It must come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the king reminded them that it is law and it cannot be revoked. It cannot be changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has come to stay. Whoever transgresses it will be thrown into the lion's den. Then they told the king, verse 13, then they told the king, that man Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is ignoring you and your law. He still prays to his God 3 times a day.
And our catcher, our hidden said, Daniel, oh, free you that a took off from Muno, or Muno, or Hene.
Hallelujah.
Now, any Mama Washano, now, or Bo Empire, Esra, a dear da pro impress.
They knew that the king loved Daniel.
No, wouldn't you, sir, or Hidden.
Daniel had favor with the king. They knew the king was Daniel's favorite.
So they
were doing everything to discredit Daniel in the presence of the king. He says, that man Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is ignoring you and your law. He still prays to his God 3 times a day. Verse 14 says, hearing this, the king was deeply troubled, and he tried to think of a way to save Daniel. He spent the rest of the day looking for a way to get Daniel out of this predicament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
And ohene ti asem yi no eye no yakese na osai ni tirim se obeji Daniel na obo emade ara kosi ori atobra se obeji no.
The man who signed the law.
Ono ohene a otuntum mi na yi.
When he heard that this is what had happened.
Na ti se when dey see no.
He was greatly troubled. He was looking for ways. He was thinking through how they can bypass the law. What can they do about it? Is there any loophole in the law that they can
pass
to free Daniel? Listen to me. See, the king was trying his best. But his human effort,
and his human ability,
he was trying to get Daniel rescued out of that which cannot be revoked. Maybe you are here this morning. There is a sentence upon your life by the workers of evil. And they say it cannot be revoked. And it was trying every human effort.
They
were doing every human thing possible to get out of that sentence. To get out of that curse. To get out of that pronouncement. That thing that is hanging over your family. That is hanging over your children.
Yeah, that
thing that is hanging over you, that anything you do will not work. They pronounce a sentence upon you. That when you marry, you will come back to your house. After you have born one, you will come back. And you are doing everything humanly possible.
are in
such trouble. And you have also started taking small, small, one thought, one
thought.
Because he was under an irrevocable law.
If we say, no,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So at last, the king gave orders to Daniel to be arrested. And thrown into the lion's den.
Sir, after the move for Daniel,
the king said to him,
Daniel, sir,
may your God whom you serve so faithfully rescue you. You see, the king did everything.
He
tried everything. He gathered the lawyers looked through the law.
The lawyer forward,
they couldn't find a loophole. Everything humanly possible. But before they put him in the lion's den, he said to
Daniel,
he says, may your God, whom you serve so faithfully, rescue you. You see, the king did not know Daniel's God. He did not worship Daniel's God. Because he's so much he can come from captivity and rise to be a senior minister.
And
the favorite of the king.
Then
his God must be a awesome God. His God must be a mighty God. His God must be a deliverer. So he said to
Daniel,
he said, may your God, rescue you
on you
this morning.
I'm not paying.
May your God, whom you set
faithful,
may he rescue you
on you.
May he deliver you
on you.
May he pull you out.
You free.
May he give you grace.
No more.
May he give you mercy.
No more. No more.
May he bless you.
No more.
Bless your children.
No more.
Bless your family.
No more.
Bless your husband.
No more.
Bless your wife.
No more.
May he bless your household.
No more.
May your God, yourself
faithfully.
May he rescue you. He said, Daniel,
I said, Daniel,
I have done everything that I can do. But it didn't work. Now the only thing is
remaining.
It is up to you and your God. Now yourself faithfully. May he rescue you. May he rescue you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed the stone with his own royal seal. And the seals of his nobles, so that no one could rescue Daniel. Verse 18. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. Hey, the king returned to his palace and spent the night fasting. He was fasting for Daniel. He has done everything humanly possible. It did not work. So the king went home and decided to do something spiritual. My effort physically didn't work.
Naturally
didn't work. I have to do something more. I have to
turn
into the spirit. I have to put my stomach down. I have to fast. I believe he didn't know Daniel's God. But he fasted. And I believe that he was praying. And he was praying to the God of Daniel.
No,
and he was telling the God of Daniel.
No, catch your Daniel.
If you are truly a God, deliver yourself
to Daniel.
Because he's my favorite.
Save yourself.
Deliver your servant. This morning,
as you
sit here, and you are fasting and praying,
I want you to know
when you have done everything humanly possible, and there is no way out, it is time to go into the spirit. Because listen, when something is established in the realms of the spirit, you cannot undo it naturally. It has been done spiritually. It has been died spiritually. You cannot undo it naturally. You have to do it spiritually. So it says the law cannot be revoked. It cannot be revoked. But I'm here to tell somebody, there is a power. There is a power that is greater than the law. He refused his usual entertainment and couldn't sleep at all that night. He was fasting and praying through the night. And something began to happen in the ranks of the spirit. Something was happening in the ranks of the spirit as he fasted and prayed. Some yokes began to break. Some yokes began to break. Some demonic realms were giving way. The irrevocable was becoming revocable. Listen to me. Their law could not be revoked. That is their law. And according to their realm, the power of heaven,
revoke
every irrevocable law, every irrevocable statement that has gone out against your life. And the gates of hell were shaking. The demonic realms were shaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in verse 20, when he got very early in the morning, verse 19, very early the next morning, the king got up and hurried out of his hurried out to the lion's den. The man couldn't sleep. He rose up early, ran to the lion's den. When he got there, he called out in anguish. He said, Daniel, servant of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was your God, whom you serve so faithfully, able to rescue you from the lion's den?
Daniel answered,
long live the king. My God sent his angel to shut the mouth of lions so that they will not hurt me.
No, I never change.
For I have been found innocent. And I have not seen you with your majesty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, Daniel, servant of the living God. Dead God.
No, but a God
that is alive. He is a servant of the living God. Has been sent by the living God. That he
has
shut the mouth of the lion. He must shut your mouth. He must shut your mouth. Whatever lion is roaring at you. May the angel of the Lord shut your mouth. May their mouth be shut. They are roaring against your children. May their mouth be shut. They are roaring against your marriage. May their mouth be shut. They are roaring against your business. May their mouths be shut.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, there is a law that is irrevocable. Even though he was pushed into the lion's den, but God sent an angel. And I can remember the other time when Peter was put into prison. Prayer was being made for him. Then listen, the king was overjoyed and ordered that the dead. Not a scratch was found on him. For he had trusted in his God.
If we say what Jenny Yanko,
not a scratch, not a scratch. The lion said he didn't dare scratch him. On his spot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Then the king gave orders to arrest the men.
And after initial said, young chief and
who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had them thrown into the lion's den. Along with their wives and children. The lions lived on them. And tore them apart. Before they could even hear the
sound.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The king gave orders. He said, arrest those people. Those wicked people. They stood against this man. That's
what would
destroy him. He said, throw them. Not only them, but their families, so that we shall wipe out wickedness, the seed of wickedness, the seed of wickedness. You don't care, it's listen. That is why they put their wives and children in, because they want to wipe out the seed of wickedness. Because when you wipe the father and you leave the children, the seed of wickedness is there to grow. Then King Darius sent this message. To the people.
Come on, Uncle.
Of every race and nation and language throughout the world.
He
said, peace and prosperity to you. I decree that everyone throughout all my kingdoms should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God. And he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed. And his rule will live for will be forever. He rescues and saves his people. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous
things
in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued
Daniel
from the power of the lions. But
is
it some? I want us to concentrate on this. That the king fasted. That was the beginning. Of a turnaround.
And I know that they and Sisaya
by the king decided that I have done everything humanly possible. And it has not worked. Then he turned to the spiritual. He said, I don't know this man's God, but I think it's time to talk to him. It's time to fast.
A brother said, "Children, come
and talk to his God.
Now, make
and ask him to save him.
Now, make us a
because the Lord cannot save him.
If he said, 'A brother, to me,
and you must take a bigger hand.
Now,
a bigger hand to save him from the lion's den.
Every
that any faster." And he fasted. As we fast and pray,
sir,
for 21 days, I pray that the God that saved Daniel from the lion's den will save you, will deliver you, will bring a change, will bring transformation. The God that brought Daniel, the God that sent him out of the lion's den. Of your sworn enemies, of them that want to hurt you, of them that want to do you harm, may they shut their mouths. May the God that rules in the heavens, may they send his angel, may his angels minister, may they minister to you, may they minister to you, may they come to your aid, may they minister to your children, may they minister to your family. May God send his angel as we fast and pray. May the hand of Almighty rest upon us. Bring us deliverance. Bring us salvation. May the hand of the Almighty bring us protection. Bring us provision. May the hand of the Almighty bring the transformation in our lives. In the name of our Jesus. Oh, may our enemies bow. May our enemies bow. May that which is evil. May they bow. May they bow. May their evil plans. May it come to naught. May it come to naught. They are irrevocable. Statements and condemnations. And curses. May the higher power of Jehovah bring them to nothing. In Jesus' mighty name. Bible says that every handwriting that
I have written against you
that are contrary to your life, it has been cancelled by the blood of the Lamb of God. Every tricky handwriting that is written against you, written against your family, written against your business, is cancelled by the blood of the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We are going to pray this afternoon. Friday afternoon, we are going to spend some time to pray.
We're
going to spend some time to pray. I know that many of you don't have the time to pray. But if you are fasting and you are not praying, it will be equal to starvation. Because when you fast, you open your spirit up. And then when you pray, you empower and strengthen and embolden your spirit. And so the fasting goes with prayer. And so we must spend time in prayer. As we are fasting. Because the yokes will be broken. The bounds will be set free. And then the captivity will be set loose. For the sake of the anointing. The yoke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'd like to invite Pastor Enoch to lead us to a time of prayer.